So we say hello today to Morne Fulhammer, who is here to talk to us about gardening. What have you got to talk to us about today?
A very good morning on this beautiful, beautiful day in Cape Town. A little bit of rain overnight, so it's a perfect day for gardening. And no,
this time of the year, no gardening talk would be amiss to talk about hydrangeas. I think these are plants which are slowly but surely starting to come into bloom at this time of the year, especially here in the Western Cape, and it well deserved to speak about them. Interestingly enough, for those of you who know them as hydrangeas, the fancy name often referred to in many books that are written in Europe are called, they call them hortensias. So if you read about a hortensia and you're not quite sure what they are referring to, you now know that they are actually referring to hydrangeas. And this name actually was first penned in 1771 by a botanist called Philip Cummerson. And we think it refers to the name of a lady, because the hortensia is a lady's name in Latin. So there we have a little bit of history about the plant, which originates from China, Japan, and also North America. So obviously the hydrangea that we know today, Hydrangea macrophylla, has been hybridized immensely. The range of different flower colors are just astronomical. And if you just think about that, there is a international horticultural society, hydrangea growers association, which represents in the effect of something like 700 different growers. You can show, it just shows you how popular this plant is worldwide. And obviously, there are certain things that are very important to know in terms of actually planting and caring for hydrangeas in your garden, especially here in the Western Cape. So we will listen to a song, and then we're going to be back about how to look after your hydrangeas.
Thanks so much, Morne. Yes, we've got a little country gardens piece for you coming up now by Percy Grainger. National Symphony Orchestra with Richard Cock playing Percy Grainger's English Country Gardens. And hydrangeas do grow in England. I believe they can cope with all sorts of weather. But we're going to hear about hydrangeas here in South Africa this morning with Morne Fulhammer on our garden chat. Welcome back, Morne.
Thank you. So when you're planting out hydrangeas, it's important to remember that most of the commercial hydrangeas have been grown under 40% shade cloth, which means that although hydrangeas can tolerate a certain amount of sun, at least 3 to 4 hours of morning sun preferably, because late afternoon sun, they take a knock with regard to the heat, and they can actually get sunburn and burn on their leaves. It's very important that hydrangeas should be planted for the first time in an area that gets a fair amount of shade. And like I said, if it's going to get a bit of sun, let it rather be morning sun. They thrive in well-composted soil. It's very important. They want rich, humus-rich soil. So lots of compost when planting is very, very important. Obviously, hydrangeas are perfect container plants. Not only do they need to be planted into the garden, but they can be planted in containers, and they do very, very well. But what we must remember about hydrangeas more than anything else, they need to be well hydrated at all times. A hydrangea will often tell you by the drooping of its leaves that it simply doesn't have enough water. And that sometimes happens late afternoon, not this time of the year, but December, January, February, in the hottest time of our months of the year, we will sometimes have drooping leaves, even though you have watered the plant itself. And a couple of hours later, you will see that it will just literally bounce back and hydrate itself. So it's quite common late in the afternoon for them to be drooping, even though they have got enough moisture in the soil, depending on the ambient air temperature. So feeding of hydrangeas right throughout the year, it's very important up until the point that they go into dormancy, to feed them with a high potassium based fertilizer. They love a bit of acidic soil, so potassium sulfate is a very, very good product to use to both acidify the soil as well as to ensure that you're getting enough potassium for good flower growth. Now, interestingly enough, some of the varieties like Endless Summer will carry on flowering all the way through to April next year. So when you are looking at a hydrangea to buy, not all are equal. Some of them have got early flowering periods, some of them middle of the season, and some of them, like the Endless Summer, very late in the year. So you can almost plant according to when you want to flower it. And obviously, they are spectacular with their large composite flowers for any type of garden, will tolerate the wind, but if they're growing in the shade, just a must for any garden.
Moane, thank you. That sounds fantastic. And I can understand the drooping part after the heat of this weekend. But yes, we'll make sure we keep the watering going, and not too much water, and the rainwater as well. So thank you so much, dear, for Moane Hammer giving us, full Hammer giving us that gardening report on our fine gardening garden chat here for Fine Music Radio on The Breakfast Show. And until next week, we'll hear some more about gardening there. So thank you, Moane, for coming through. And we're going to finish off with a couple of pieces now. Cecilio Part 1 and Les Champs-Élysées. We're taking you around Europe this program. FMR 101.3.